basketball, and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
The upsets keep coming as far as college basketball is concerned. We'll talk some wrestling as well. It's all coming up on a Gym Class for a Wednesday right here on KGYN. And welcome into the Gym Class, KGYM, 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and in Iowa City, 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, just back from Iowa City in the Kirk Ferentz signing day, late signing day news conference. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. We're presented by Third Base Brewery on the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Perfect place to gather when you've got some time away to get some time away from the grind, I should say. They are locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again. We've got for you again today, courtesy of our good friends from Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse over on Highway 151 East in Marion. We've got a $50 gift card to give away today on the program. We'll do that before 4 o'clock. We'll also get you a Bowling Night in America preview for tonight, as it will go on after the first night off in over a decade last week. We're not getting two in a row, are we, Mark?
Two postponements?
Yes.
No.
That's not happening. There is some precip out there. It's interesting, in central Iowa and even in eastern Iowa today, thunder ice, Mark. That is not the nickname of a new team in Cedar Rapids. That is what occurred here earlier on. I know reports from northeast side, from Marion.
I heard some thunder
Did
about
you hear
an hour
some
ago.
Thunder? Okay, yeah. Very good. I mean, I guess very good. I don't know. It's a strange phenomenon, but it's been a strange two or three weeks weather-wise in beautiful eastern Iowa. So why not add a little thunder ice to it just to kind of close it out? We're going for the bingo card of weather here, if you're playing that. Interesting to hear, though, today. Interesting.
Regional wrestling meets rescheduled from last night, going to be go on as scheduled. As far as I know, I haven't seen any postponements.
A lot of them moved up, though, the times.
Okay.
Yeah.
But trying to lock up bids to the state dual meet tournament tonight. So, and then, of course, this weekend, district tournaments in all three classes. Always a very interesting weekend.
Always a very interesting weekend. We'll talk about that coming up with Mark Ironside, as well as all the topics as far as college wrestling is concerned, and we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. It is the second national signing day, the late signing day. It used to be the only signing day, and then they came up with early signing day. I'm confusing people out there, but that was about a month and a half, couple months ago, whatever the case may be. But this is the late one for just to round out rosters, etc. And Iowa and Iowa State, and we now know the class for UNI today as well. Iowa picked up three more. Iowa State picked up one. A very interesting case there. We'll get to that coming up in a moment, but Kirk Ferentz met the media earlier on today in Iowa City to answer a lot of walk-on and punting questions, from what I understand.
Yeah, Iowa's three signees today. Punter Michael Sleep Dalton, graduate transfer from Arizona State. Defensive end Tajir McCall. And defensive back Jermani Harris. That rounds out, apparently, Iowa's recruiting class for this season. And as far as the Iowa State signee, Cyclone fans are kind of excited about him. Although, you know, Alabama, Clemson, and others being in on him, but he's got a bit of a checkered past.
Yeah, I'm going to try to just make sure I find this here and go over all of. Of course, I can't type and look at the same time.
Well, in the meantime, I'll read our poll question today.
Go ahead.
KGYMradio.com. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Has the early signing period rendered today obsolete? yes or no. Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. I don't know that it would be obsolete because if Iowa signed three players, it's not exactly obsolete, but it's definitely taking a back seat to the early signing period, and perhaps there'll only be one signing date in the future. But most schools doing the bulk of their work early and then picking up a couple, three here and there on this February date, which has traditionally been the signing date.
The Cyclone to commit today is a four-star out of Pennsylvania, safety, Ashim Young from Pennsylvania. He has sat out a year of football. He, at one point, verbaled to Penn State, from what I have read, but had offers from everybody, Alabama, Clemson, you name it, had offers. He's been in trouble twice with the law, including one arrest where I believe there was a aggravated assault in there as well. So he has a checkered past. Matt Campbell has taken him on, obviously, as a project. Obviously, he's a very, very good football player, and I would imagine he probably has a no-tolerance policy as soon as he steps onto the campus of Iowa State. Is it a good get for the Cyclones? Absolutely, it's a good get. But he's got a lot of baggage behind him, so Matt Campbell's hoping that is behind him, and he turns over a new leaf and is ready to go and be an outstanding young man and a good football player as well. So there you go. That's what I have.
As far as UNI's class, they typically assign a lot of Iowans. I have not seen that class as yet. I got it for you, Mari. Okay, cool.
I got it for you here.
Can always count on you, Scott.
Thank you. Trey Lazick, I'm just going to go down the list here of what UNI has put out. He is a free safety out of Highland High School, Ainsworth, Iowa. Jesse Hilby, one of two Dubuque Hempstead football players. Offensive lineman, 6'3", 260 out of Dubuque Hempstead. Michael Zachary out of Des Moines. He is a transfer. He's a wide receiver who they think is going to see the field as a slot guy. 5'9", 170-pounder, I believe, out of Dowling. Drake Shelton, the fullback, running back, kind of Swiss Army knife guy out of Decorah. Reminds a lot of people of another guy out of Decorah. Maybe not quite that talented, but still a good get for UNI. Tanner Sauerbrei, who is out of Wapsie Valley, 6'4", 185-pound defensive end. They're going to put some weight on him. Kendall Robinson from Waterloo East, a very, very good, kind of an athlete type. Not sure exactly where he's going to play. 6'2", 200-pounder out of Waterloo East. Liam McComas out of City High, and he is penciled in to play fullback for UNI, 6'2", 215-pounder right here out of the corridor. Dawson Fenton from Sioux City Helan, 6'3", 215-pound tight end for UNI. Luke Velke out of Waverly Shell Rock, 6'1", 185-pound defensive back. Christian Sears from Hudson, where he played on one state championship team and had a runner-up. He is penciled in to be a running back, 5'9", 185-pounder. Isaac Jorgensen, who is a terrific kicker and punter out of Dyke, New Hartford. This kid has got a monster leg, and he's going to be the latest really good Panther kicker to come out of the state of Iowa. Jackson Leistko of Cedar Falls, offensive lineman, 6'1", 285-pounder. Reed Snitker out of Dubuque Hempstead, linebacker, 6'3", 215-pounder. Omar Brown out of Minneapolis, who is maybe the top guy out of this class. He was the MVP of the Minnesota All-Star Game. He is a cover corner, 6'1", 180-pound cornerback. Clayton Kempf out of Williamsburg, 6'6", 260-pound offensive lineman, will be going to the Panthers. Logan Wolf, we already knew, the All-State wide receiver, is going to try to play basketball and football up at UNI, caught 22 touchdown passes last year. Tristan Roper, 6'5", 270-pound offensive lineman out of Blue Springs, Missouri, a suburb of Kansas City. Kobe Rios out of Rock Island, Offensive lineman, 6'6", 305-pounder. Jared Penning out of Clear Lake, another lineman, 6'6", 325. His brother is on the roster already.
Can't teach size, can you?
You cannot.
My goodness.
And you and I needs offensive linemen because they lost a lot of them this year. Jake McLaughlin from Harlan, Iowa, 6'3", linebacker, 215-pounder. Jackson Martins from Burnsville, Minnesota, another linebacker, 6'2", 215-pounder. And Caleb Lomika out of, I'm going to get this right, he's out of North Polk, another linebacker for UNI. Maverick Gatrost from center point Urbana, the tight end, 6'5", 225-pounder. And out of Houston, Texas, Edwin Dierman, free safety, 6', 180-pounder. Cameron Baker, the terrific linebacker running back out of Council Bluffs, 6'2", 220 pounds, and a linebacker. Mike Mayberry out of Blue Springs, defensive back, 6'1", 200 pounds. Let's see. Spencer, I believe it's Cavalier from Crestwood and Iowa Central Community College. And the quarterback, Nate Martins out of St. Louis, 6'3", 225-pounder, was named the top FCS quarterback prospect in the country by Hero Sports, for whatever that means, Mark Dukes. And from Lawrenceville, Georgia, Justin Fombie, 6'3", 185-pound, and he's coming in as an athlete, played quarterback out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. So there you go. That is your UNI. They said in the early signing date they were not going to divulge theirs until this date, and they are people of their word. 319-366-1600. There you go. I got to take a breath now after all that. But that is, yeah, you're right. A lot of Iowans as far as you and I coming in again, and a really good class, I think, for Mark Farley.
A lot of other athletes realizing their dreams and signing with NAIA Division II, Division III schools, and not to minimize them by any means, because I know ceremonies were held across the area for those athletes, and well-deserved for them as well.
And the walk-ons as well going to Iowa, including Quinn Schulte, the terrific quarterback, defensive back. He's going to play defensive back safety for the Hawkeyes, but he's going to be a preferred walk-on. And Iowa had three or four of those that they announced today. We're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk more about this coming up after we talk with Mark, though. Another crazy night in the world of college basketball last night, as Michigan State really misses Langford, man. Lost their third straight. Cassius Winston just, I think he's trying to do too much. Had Michigan State had over 20 turnovers last night. I think Winston had 7 in the first half of that game. And, oh, by the way, if you're a Big Ten team, you do not want to see Illinois in the first round of the Big Ten tournament, because the Illini are starting to get things put together under Brad Underwood.
I would agree. They were pretty awful earlier in the year. Of course, there was that game that, well, there's been a few games that they've looked particularly bad, but I believe the Illini have won three out of the last four. They have some athletes. They have a big guy in the middle, a very good coach in Brad Underwood, and this is a team on the come right now. Michigan 10-2 in the league, Purdue 9-2, Michigan State 9-3, and Wisconsin 8-3. Iowa, of course, in sixth place at 6-5.
Michigan State has not won since they beat the Hawkeyes in Iowa City. And like I said, Langford being out is not helping Michigan State.
Kansas suffered its fourth loss in the conference last night against Kansas State. Kansas State has taken over the Big 12 lead by half a game over Baylor at 7-2. Iowa State right behind at 7-3, and now Kansas a game and a half back of K-State in the standings in the Big 12.
Yeah, we'll get to all that coming up after we talk some wrestling.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more basketball. We got wrestling tonight, regional duels, as we mentioned, going on in 3A mainly, but 2A and 1A as well, some of those that didn't go off last night. And again, consult your favorite school, because a lot of those got moved up. As far as the times are concerned, because of the weather that could be moving in. Is it? Oh, wait a minute. Mark, go ahead. Tell us.
It's moving in now. It's sleet. Your parking lot, you need to put salt down. Maybe I was driving too fast. I don't know, but I slid a little bit.
You slid. You didn't hit
You didn't hit that silver rendezvous out there, did you?
No.
Do we need to settle up after the show or what?
Everything's okay? We're all good?
All good.
Okay,
all
very good. Good.
But it is definitely starting to come in.
All right.
So it was a good thing that I know Prairie got out of town a little early.
Yeah.
In City High to go to Western
and,
to be.
And Kennedy.
And Kennedy to go to Waukee. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're off and running. We got some basketball games tonight as well. Yeah, Wednesday things happening because there's just no other room to put it. They had a Sunday basketball game last week with Northland and Maquoketa Valley. So weather makes you do strange things, certainly. And if you didn't catch Mark's Sports View, is a very good one today as far as the weather is concerned. It's all on everyone's mind. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. Tell you what, let's do this. We're going to talk some wrestling here in just a moment or two, but Kyle, we are going to take and give away our $50 gift card coming up right now to Culver's. We've been giving those away all this week. We've got Valentine's Day, which is 8 days away. Guys, 8 days away. Mark, 8 days.
Hey, I'm going to be gone.
So that's your gift to your wife?
Yeah. I mean, what more could she ask for, really? That's one less night she has to worry about me being around.
What? You should visit Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse for a fine gift, like all of our listeners are, including one that's going to pick up a $50 gift card right now as caller number 6, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll let you know who our winner is. We'll talk some wrestling when we come back.
Graduate Iowa City is awesome, right? Well, it just got better. Topgolf Swing Suite is now open on the second floor. Relax with your friends, play a few rounds, enjoy great food and your favorite drinks. Swing it after work, on the weekends, or throw an epic party. Play golf, baseball, hockey, even carnival games, and zombie dodgeball. It's just $15 per person per hour. Come have some fun with your friends and family. Everybody's welcome at Topgolf. Now open on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City Hotel on the Ped Mall.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
When it's sports you need, tune to KGYM. Great ESPN programming and live local sports. When it's smart rock you need, tune to Smart FM for great smart rock and weekend programming. Like the Beatles Buffet, Sunday mornings at 11. Looking for something a little off the beaten path? Chris Jackson's got you covered with Where It's At, Everything Alternative, Sunday nights at 6. Smart rock on Smart FM.
You guys wanna do it? Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Congratulations going out to Brad in Cedar Rapids. He picks up our $50 gift card today to Culver's over on the east end of Marion on Highway 151. And all kinds of great items for your significant other as far as Valentine's Day is concerned, which is coming up 8 days away. We're going to talk some wrestling right now. Mark Ironside set to join us, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. His office located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Don't slide into his parking lot. Go in there nice and slow.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't say that when my insurance guy is sponsoring the show. I'll pass that. Maybe I'm driving a little too fast.
Kurt, Mark is just, he's learning. He's just going to take it nice and easy, and everything will be fine. Everything will be fine.
It's like I tell the girls, don't worry, I'm a professional.
He's thinking he's on the quarter. He's on the quarter mile or something.
Well, Mark joining us here, and gosh, where do we start? We got districts coming up. We got regional duels in high school wrestling. We talked a little bit about that with KJ yesterday, but like we did with KJ, let's start talking as far as the suspension is concerned that came down yesterday in Iowa wrestling. Your thoughts? You agree with it? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't. To be dead honest with you, I know that Tom is doing it, and there's a reason to do it. I think it's a little overkill, but at the same time, I guess if you're going to go overkill on something, this would probably be a good thing to do it on. I think that there's a lot more to it in the fact that he's progressing, he's getting better, he's everything that you want in your athlete out on the mat. Just a little bit of extracurricular afterwards, but a lot of that was provoked by Nebraska that they didn't show on TV and you couldn't see on the stream or whatever, you know. And Nebraska didn't lose any team points. You know, it's kind of like, what's that, you know, when you hit somebody back, the guy that hits them back, the one that gets caught type of thing or whatever, or gets scolded. So, you know, I think it's all right. I think it's a good learning, you know, even more. I think that, you know, like we've said before, the coaches are really, really working with Austin, you know, on controlling his emotions and so forth because he just gets into it so much. And they're working with him, and I think this is just one of the ways to, you know, help him, you know, get a little bit better at that and try and work on a mechanism to when he does get to a certain point like that where, you know, he's provoked or gets really heated or whatever, like that dual meet was on Sunday, and it came down to him, and he won, and then after he wins, Nebraska's upset, and they're out on the mat and kind of talking smack to him, and he let his emotions get to him a little bit, which most people would in a situation like that. And it's hard to keep it in check, especially in a sport like that. But
very emotional sport.
It is. It really, really is. And I think that he's doing much, much better. I know he's wrestling a lot better. Every time he steps on the mat, he's better and better all the time. You know, the kid has progressed probably more than anybody on the team from the start of the season to where he is now as far as the wrestling aspect of it goes.
I will say this, though. Now that people see that this has happened 2, 3, 4 times, like Nebraska may have, people are starting to poke the bear a little bit. And they know that that Austin's going to go off a little bit.
Well, that works two ways. That works two ways. One, yeah, they're going to poke the bear a little bit, maybe try and get him to, you know, lose a team point, get him, you know, a little upset or whatever, and maybe cause a team point to be lost. But it also, by poking the bear, that's not really the bear you want to be poking, you know?
You may have to wrestle him again.
Okay, so whoever he might be wrestling at his weight class, okay, they might not appreciate you poking the bear when he's out on the mat with him, you know, because it doesn't really help his cause at all. So it's kind of a double-edged sword there. But yeah, I think after the matches and stuff, it's going to be he has to be a little bit smarter. I thought that, you know, as soon as, you know, what a lot of people didn't even realize that in the picture or on the video, you just see a clip of him with the guy on his shoulders, give him the thumbs up, and then – but a lot of people actually thought he was doing that to the opposing team and coaches. And it wasn't. He was doing that to Tom and Terry Brands in our own corner. Like, hey, this is the last match. We needed this win to solidify the duel. Okay? This is the last takedown for the Tech fall. I got this. Gave him a thumbs up. I got it, coach. And they're all just like, just, you know, had their, like, hands up, like, stop signs. Just don't slam him or anything. So that's when he put his other hand up, his hand up, and just kind of like a motion, like, hey, it's all right, it's cool, I got it. And he put him down, and it was all good. But then as soon as he put him down and he won, it was a technical fall. The only thing that I was kind of, I didn't really agree with is just the little extra shove in the back. And I don't think the guy that he was wrestling really deserved that or whatever, but like I said, it is what it is, and if anybody really saw what was going on throughout the whole entire dual meet, which you couldn't really see on the live stream or whatever. You kind of had to be there to see it from both sides. I mean, Nebraska, the way that they were celebrating, the way that Berger came right up into Tom and Terry's faces, over on, walked to their corner right in front of them and blow them a kiss and tell them that this is my house and stuff like that. But no, no points deducted for them. And it just kind of added fuel to the fire. And that's just wrestling. That's just the way it goes.
I don't want to belabor the Austin DeSantos situation, but I thought it was interesting KJ Pilcher pointing out that, you know, the way this was handled, Tom Brands could have just decided not to wrestle DeSanto, and nobody would have known any different. And I don't know if that indicates that there was a discussion from Tom's bosses or whatever, but it was interesting that it was made public rather than just, I'm not going to wrestle DeSanto.
I think what Tom Brands is doing is a couple of things right now. One, by putting down this suspension of one match is more so than doing it to control his emotions on the wrestling mat. Tom Brands is putting Austin DeSanto as a person and a life lesson here in front of a suspension and preventing maybe this happening from a point in the future. That I don't want to say it's irrelevant, but I don't think that is what worries Tom as big of a deal as he's trying to better Austin DeSanto as a kid and as a person and as an individual. And it's more than just what happens on a wrestling mat. And he's teaching him a life lesson right now. And that's what's going on right now. And a lot of people probably don't see that or understand that or realize, but that's how Tom Brands operates. That's how he works. When people come into the program, it's not about just making them better wrestlers, but it's about making them better individuals and better people, and making sure that when they leave the program, that represent the program, they continue to represent the program once they are out of the black and gold singlet.
Much like Sam Stoll early in the year, his injuries and whatnot, I told you before the show, Mark, I'm getting – inquiries as late as this afternoon from folks and fans about Spencer Lee. And I don't have a good answer other than the fact that he's probably not in the best of shape yet. What say you?
I think that he's healthy. I don't see him not being healthy. I think that he's getting in better shape. There's no doubt. But he still has a ways to go, and we still have, you know, quite a bit of the season left to go yet too. We got three dual meets left, and before we head to March, and then we got a lot of good hard training practice time between Okie State and Big Tens, and I think that you'll get there. I think that Spencer Lee is a gamer. I think that when it's time, come Big Tens and come Nationals, that he's going to be the stud that he is.
Is having won the national title as a freshman, is that a burden that he might be struggling with?
I don't know. I mean, it's a question that he can really only answer. You know, I think that's a situation where if you ask him that, and, you know, if I ask him that or you ask him that in public or whatever, they'll say, no, it's not a big deal. You know, that's an irrelevance. That has nothing to do with it. But deep down, it could be, you know. But he's been on the biggest stages of the biggest stages at every level growing up. And so this isn't new to him from that aspect. I think more than anything, it's just the hardest part that Spencer Lee is having a hard time adapting to right now is just the grind of the Division I program like Iowa every day and every day in and out of that room and juggling the academics aspect of it too, because that's extremely important to him, and then having to weigh in every week and then go out and compete against great opponents every week, and it just not used to that over and over and over and over, and I think it catches up to people once in a while. But I think that once the end of the season comes, March and Big Tens, that's going to be extremely exciting to him. That's when he knows that it counts the most. And I think you're going to see his level of wrestling and conditioning and mental focus, I think, probably more so than anything, like against Nebraska when he gave up that takedown in the third period, late in the third period, and he just literally turned around and put his hands and knees on the mat and didn't even try to defend it, just put his head down and quit and then got a stall call against him. I don't think he's out of shape as much as you think. I think it's just that a little bit of losing his mental focus and what's most important. Am I tired? Yeah, I think he's reading into that he's tired, but he's not out of shape. I think when it's time to go and it's national time, he doesn't let that kind of overtake him like what it does in a dual meet like that right there, if that makes sense.
And by the way, before we leave Iowa, Nebraska, with all the fun that is made by folks trying to make Iowa, Nebraska into a rivalry in the Big Ten, it's been a rivalry for a long time in wrestling. It didn't need to be Nebraska coming to the Big Ten. Manning and the Brandses don't see eye to eye.
No, you know, I don't think Manning sees eye to eye with anybody, to be honest with you.
It is a rivalry.
And it has been. Even when I was – it has been before Manning even got there, back when I was wrestling. We had some really good dual meets against Nebraska before they were in the Big Ten, when we used to go to Lincoln for the national duels every year. Yeah. And we had some scraps with them. They've always been a good team, and it's great, you know, that they are in the Big Ten, that we get to wrestle them pretty much every year, depending on the schedule, you know. So I think it's a fantastic thing. The Bob Devaney Center is an awesome, awesome, awesome facility to wrestle in. They're on top of you. It's 7,900 people that it seats. It's like the perfect size. You can really pack that house. It was really neat, and from the fact that the Nebraska fans were extremely loud, and they were pretty fired up, but there was a lot of Iowa fans there too. And if anybody was there towards the end of the, when DeSanto was wrestling, there were some huge chants, Iowa fans. Every Iowa fan in there was chanting, "Let's go Hawks, let's go Hawks." And it sounded like it was almost like a home dual meet. So it was back and forth and back and forth in there. And it's a great. And I told, I was sitting on the bus on the way there with Stoll and DeSanto, actually. And I told him, I said, I honestly believe that what we're going into right now in Lincoln will be a more hostile environment than what you're going to see in Iba Gallagher Arena in Stillwater in a few weeks. I just really believe that. And I think it, you know, I mean, we'll see when they go to Stillwater what happens. But I think they pretty much got the taste that going into Lincoln, it's for all the marbles, they act like, and it game on, so to speak.
Talking with Mark Ironside, the Wrestling Hall of Famer, here Wednesday on the Gym Class. Before we get to what is going to be a dreadful duel against Maryland, the Iowa-Nebraska meet, highs and lows. Wilkie came through.
Wilkie's a huge high. And that's
then
what
Stoll losing at heavyweight.
Yeah, Stoll losing at heavyweight. That's what I was afraid of, is we hadn't seen Stoll underneath on the bottom yet, how he could really how mobile he would be able to be under there. And I think that, you know, Jensen from Nebraska, you know, got the best of him there, obviously, ride him out for two periods straight, and he was smart. He chose top the third period on us, and that has to be an eye-opener to Sam Stoll, that fact that if the rest of the country's going to know that, and they're going to really, really work hard on riding him because he's not as mobile with that big old knee brace underneath there and having all the injuries he's had to that knee. So he has to take advantage big time in that first period from that neutral position. He needs to really, really work hard to score points early from that neutral position. But the highlight of that meet, and it's just so overshadowed right now with the DeSanto thing and so forth or whatever, but is Cash Wilkie. I mean, Cash Wilkie ranked, you know, I think he's up to 10 now. Before he was 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. Taking on the number two ranked guy in the country and beating him. And not only did he beat him, and this is what we've been looking for, and we say it over and over and over, the kid's so athletic. He's got so much ability. He's the most athletic kid we have on the team. He's got so much in his arsenal. He can hit you low on a low shot. He can hit you with ducks. He can hit you blast through doubles. He's super explosive underneath with stand-ups. I mean, he is so good, but we just haven't gotten it out of him yet until this match. And he goes in, and not only did he win, but he did it with two of his own offensive takedowns. And that, and really, honestly, in my opinion, he got cheated out of two near fall points, too, on that second takedown in the third period. So he did it in really, really good fashion. I'm hoping and thinking that that was going to be a really big confidence builder for him. And now he knows what he's really capable of by hitting offense. Not, I would almost be a little bit nervous if he would have won that match, but did it on defense the entire time and on defense. But with him winning that with two takedowns and both offensive takedowns, that confidence-wise really, really has to take him to a whole nother level, and that's what I'm super excited about. with that being said, I'm really hoping that this postseason he is he's going to play a major role in getting to that All-American stand and doing good things for the Hawkeyes and scoring some good team points for us. So he continue to keep rolling off of that win.
Maryland Friday night. And, yeah.
Should be a quick meet.
An inner squad duel would be better than this, wouldn't it?
Probably.
I mean, nothing to, it's not Iowa's fault. Maryland's just bad.
Yeah, it's I'm really surprised they're as down as they are. They're for sure the worst team that there is in the Big Ten right now. There's no doubt about it. And you're right. The inter squad meet would be probably more exciting than what this is. They do. They're heavyweight. Hamida, he beat Sam Stoll last year. And so that's going to be a big match at heavyweight. So if we start at 125,
going to have to wait a while.
The fans might not want to leave until after that heavyweight match, because that's the one match that if you were going to go watch that meet on Friday night at 7 o'clock, that's the one you want to stay and watch. So don't get up and leave early. And that's I like that because it's an opportunity for Sam Stoll to turn the tide immediately right away out of the gate, rather than going out and wrestling the guy that's ranked 19th or 20th in the country and it's another easy win or hee-ho-hum or whatever. He has got a guy that beat him last year. He's got a guy that's ranked 9th in the country. It's a good match. And get him, come out and do some good things, hopefully, and have a good win and get him back on the right track, because we're going to need him against White from Oklahoma State. We need to get him going right. And the good thing about Sam Stoll is he's a very mature kid, very smart, from doesn't really let things get him down and bother him too much or whatever. He handles things, adversity, pretty well. He has to. I mean, look at everything that he's been through and how many bad breaks that he's got, you know, over the years with his knee and so forth or whatever. And the kid's just – he's just an all-American type of kid, you know. You love a kid like Sam Stoll.
Yeah. Maybe more fun after – let's go over the vital statistics. Mostly clear Friday night, a low of -2. That doesn't thrill you, does it?
What's the high?
10.
The high is 10 degrees.
High is 10, low is -2 for Friday night, Saturday morning for the polar plunge.
So by 11 o'clock, when we're actually probably jumping.
Two-ish? Three-ish?
Not counting wind chill. It's going to be below zero.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be brisk,
Mark. We are definitely going to have a legit Arctic plunge this year. No doubt about it.
You'll be no audibles have to be called for this one.
No.
Okay.
That's kind of why I've gone to the singlet theme. My
you're cold right now.
my thinking behind this is the less you wear, the quicker you can take it off and get warm, okay? Versus if you got a whole bunch of stuff on and it's all soaking wet and it's frozen to you when you come out of the water and immediately freeze to you, it's kind of hard to get that off and get dry and then and get warm again. So it'll be fun. We are starting to get up there. I think the Hawkeye Wrestling Club is up to like $85,000 or somewhere around there. They're trying to hit that $100,000 mark with just a couple days left. If anybody out there is listening, man, we would love to have your pledges. I'm almost up to a $25,000 right now with help from you guys as well, too. So I really appreciate that. But I'd like to get over that $25,000 mark and then some if can be. So if anybody wants to plunge or pledge, plunge too, good luck. But I would reckon it's probably a lot easier just to pledge. HWCPlunge.com. You just go to www.HWCPlunge.com, and then there's this whole list of all the plungers, and you just put the amount under that person's name that you want to plunge for. And you can pledge for more than one person if you want as well, too. So if you wanted to pledge $100 and pledge it to 10 different people, 10 bucks a piece, you can do that, too. So however you want to do it. But I'll tell you right now, I'm not looking forward to it. I never am, but it is what it is, and I have so many great people that pledge me every year that's what gets me through it. And if it wasn't for them and the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, there's no way for fun I'm going out to do something like this.
I know Kurt's in there too, so he helps you out. So.
Yeah, I need to get on Kurt. He's he's still promising. I haven't seen it yet, but I know he's good for it. So.
Oh, yeah.
He'll come through.
I want to ask you about this Saturday's districts, Mark, and please go ahead and contribute to the plunge. There's still plenty of time. But districts, you've been there, done that. Obviously, you've been through many district tournaments. It's a day Tremendous elation and tremendous disappointment for a lot of wrestlers. I wonder about your advice for maybe a guy that's the number one seed and trying to avoid that big upset and not make Des Moines, and then those other wrestlers that, you know, want to make some noise and get to Des Moines. This is one day, and you got to bring it, don't you?
It is, and how I look at things, like, I was just actually talking to my daughters last night at home about this, and rankings and who's ranked and who's going to have this guy and who's going to have that guy or whatever, and we sit here and I got this piece of paper in front of me. It shows all, you know, what the Iowa guys are ranked, whatever. It's just paper. It's something that, you know, those people have – most of them have earned those rankings and probably deserving or whatever, but you still have to go out and wrestle the match. And the thing about the districts is, or the postseason is, or when Iowa goes to the Big Tens and so forth or whatever, that is when there's just no room for error. There's no room for any slip-ups, that you have to be on your game. Everything that's happened before that, up to that point in time of the season, you can just flush it right down the toilet. It does not matter. This is a brand new day, brand new match, which you can say about any time that you step on the mat throughout the season. But when you step on the mat for districts on Saturday, this is when it counts. You have to wrestle every match from there on out like it is literally the state finals. And you need to wrestle every second like it's the last. And I have a hard time with this. It's just like the Nebraska match. And this is what bugs me as a former wrestler, and I love the sport dearly, but it's turned into kind of a defensive sport. We go to Nebraska, and seven out of ten matches at the end of the first period was 0-0. Not one wrestler on either team scored a single point in seven matches in 21 minutes, and then three out of those seven never scored a point in the second period either. It's like, you need to go into these matches, if that's what you have to do in your mind, thinking, I'm down, okay, 2-1, and there's only 30 seconds left in the match. How many times in matches do you see not a whole lot of action until the last 30 seconds when someone's down by a point, and the next thing you know, they're throwing everything in the kitchen sink at them? That's how the match should start. There's no reason you can't start wrestling like that. As long as you're in good condition, you do that, you've done your homework, and you do that in practice every day, and your body's used to it or whatever, you don't hold back. You go out, and you wrestle the first 30 seconds like you're going to wrestle the last 30 seconds, and then you wrestle every second in between like that. And that's what just irritates me to no end when I see wrestling where they're just standing around waiting for the other guy to make a mistake, and then towards the end when they have to do something, they do it. And if they fall short and they're all upset and everything else, well, I don't feel sorry for you. Where was that the first two periods? Yeah. You know, and I just don't understand why people can't ever sometimes just realize that and understand that, and especially at this point in time in the season when there is no room for error, and you may be a senior and this is your last shot, or you may be a freshman thinking, well, I got next year yet. But you know what? That's a long ways away, and you can't ever get back this year. The one thing that I remember that I probably take away from my college career the most, and a lot of people would be surprised by this, is that my sophomore year, when I was ranked first in the country, the year that I beat Colot, and I went in the Nationals ranked number one, and I lost in the semifinals in overtime to St. John from Steve St. John from Arizona State. The next day, I had to show up and go through the wrestlebacks. And the first match was consolation semifinals, so just to see if I went for third or fifth, and then I, you know, win that, and then you go for third. When I showed up to the arena, that the Target Center that morning up in Minneapolis, I was not in the mindset to compete and ready to go. And Tom Brands literally went out and seeked out some shorts, some wrestling shoes, and a T-shirt, and made me warm up with him. Made me warm up with him and get ready for those matches. And I can't thank the guy enough for everything that he did for me throughout my wrestling career. That was the moment that I appreciated him the most, because if it wasn't for that, I would not have beat Tony Periano for the semifinals, or probably beat Steve St. John, who ended up wrestling in the national finals the next year, won those matches that day. And looking back now, even though third is not what I wanted, went into that tournament for by any means, but it was a heck of a lot better than sixth that I got the year before. And leaving the Target Center on two wins, and not just wins, but highly ranked opponents that I beat on two good wins, it springboarded me into the off season on a good note and allowed me to end the season well. And then looking back now, knowing that I got third instead of sixth or whatever that day, means an awful, awful lot. And to take advantage every single match, it doesn't matter, you know, what it's going for. You always go for that next best thing, the next best thing. And so these guys, the districts, if I have anything to say, it's just about being ready to go. It doesn't matter what happened before. And
wrestle like it's your last day.
Every second like it's the last.
It's great advice for everything.
So, yes, pretty much.
Great. Bowling night in America, Scott.
Bowling night in America.
Every frame like it's the last.
Okay. Do that tonight. Mark, appreciate it.
All right. Sorry I got a little winded there.
That's
Mark
all right.
Got me worked up.
That's why you're here.
All right. His parents, Mark's parents, brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We're going to get you a extra point coming up and talk a little bit more basketball with you before we close up shop here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, a Bowling Night in America preview as well. Speaking of bowling, like it's your last night of bowling. And we'll get to that coming up. We're going to get you the extra point brought to you by Brick Alley in Uptown Marion.
How do you after work? How about 20 beers on tap, a 180-inch big screen with stadium seating, and happy hour from 3 to 6? Yeah, that's the way you after work at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Uptown Marion. It's the place to go with the guys. Catch some sports, blow off steam with darts or a game of pool, and take a load off. Hey, you gotta go to work, but when you clock out, it's time for after work. After work at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar on 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Boston waits when they can enter the market, and there lies deals that look like this. Jason Tatum, Al Horford, Robert Williams, a first-round pick, the Grizzlies' first-round pick that could be pretty high in the draft. And if you don't like that, if that doesn't knock your hair back, blow your hair back, what does Jaylen Brown do for you? The Celtics have combinations and assets and chips that they can add to this package that come out easily. I think the Knicks have one heck of a competitive offer against anything the Lakers can bid. As for the other two teams that reportedly Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, and Anthony Davis has added to the teams that he would sign an extension with, the Bucks and the Clippers, shrug emoji. Know what they could offer. Don't know what they could do in this market.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Join the Knights of Columbus February 9th for the second annual Be the Match benefit at St. Jude Catholic Church. The event is in honor of Phoebe Tosolowski. Come enjoy a soup and chili supper and support some of Phoebe's favorite charities.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Fairfax State Savings Bank has been serving your community for 95 years. We're the bank here, or wherever you need us to be, harvesting that first ear of corn with 500 acres to go. Deciding on the perfect vacation spot. From your business to our office to the comfort of your home after a busy day. Explore your options at Fairfax State Savings Bank. Get started with your personal or business lending today at thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
When you lie down on a Tempur-Pedic LuxeAdapt, you'll feel how it conforms to every inch of you. So, no more tossing and turning, or I love you but please stop moving kind of sleep, because Tempur-Pedic adapts to every pressure point, so the only thing waking you up is your alarm. This President's Day, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets. Visit Tempur-Pedic.com today to find an exclusive retailer near you. Because there's nothing like Tempur-Pedic sleep.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get more done. Like the AutoZone Rewards Program. Sign up is free, and members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And if your headlights need to be replaced, now's the time to do the job. New headlights help boost visibility, which means you'll be driving safer, even in the toughest conditions. For all things headlights, head to AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Back 3:54 here in the gym class on KGYM as we close up shop. Get ready to close up shop anyway for a Wednesday edition of the show. We got a poll question up at KGYMradio.com for you to take a look at and peruse. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast.
Has the early signing period rendered today obsolete? Yes or no? Go ahead and vote. KGYMradio.com.
All right. We've got Bowling Night in America. We're bowling like it may be our last time to bowl. Yeah, I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, after last week's postponement, a very unusual occurrence at that. We are back on the lanes tonight. You are. I'm not. But the Evergreen League swings back into action. We're on the back half of the season.
See where you went there. Swings How about back into action.
Yeah. And I believe we have Union Station tonight if the schedule... They were the scheduled opponent last week, and I assume that's the case this week.
We're just hoping for five there because of the confusion. But you alleviated the confusion.
I did. I sent out an updated schedule. Everybody's on the same page. We're going to issue fines if anybody doesn't follow through for the rusty nails. So you can take advantage of what Mace City Bowl has to offer, especially on the weekend with Globe Bowling and whatnot, or visit the pro shop, give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, MayCityBowlCR.com.
Yep, we'll have a complete report and wrap-up coming your way tomorrow on the program when we also talk to Dave Koken, look back at the Super Bowl, look ahead to some college basketball, and we'll also talk to Kevin Lehman and talk some college basketball with him. Speaking of college basketball, Kansas is the run over. I said at the beginning of the Big 12, the run is over, Mark, and I am very much behind that now. I think the run is over. I don't know if it's going to be Kansas State. I think it's going to be Kansas State or Iowa State. I'm not sure which one. Iowa State still has to go to Manhattan in about a week and a half, and I think Kansas State, by virtue of that, has a little bit of an advantage, plus the fact they're on top of the standings at the present time.
That game very well could decide the Big 12 champion. Baylor will have something to say about that as well.
And Illinois with the big win last night over Michigan State. That was a huge win for the Illini and a tough loss for the Michigan State Spartans as they fell with their third loss.
Mr. Langford, where are you?
Well, he's
we
not.
We need you.
He's on the bench in a boot is where he is, Mark,
yeah.
And he is not going to be coming back anytime soon. Tonight in the Big Ten, just a couple of games. Wisconsin goes to Minnesota to take on the Gophers tonight. Very interesting game there. And if Nebraska has any shot outside of winning the Big Ten tournament championship to get back into the good graces of the committee, they need a win at home tonight against 24th-rated Maryland. That's at 6 o'clock. Wisconsin, Minnesota, 8, both of those on the BTN coming up tonight. We've got UNI and Bradley tonight from the McLeod Center. 7 o'clock, we'll join up with Gary Rima, and he'll be a guest on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Give me a text tonight.
I will report.
All right.
Hopefully good stuff. Talk to you tomorrow.
Menards is our go-to store when we update our house. We're adding new lights and seeing all the latest styles. The selection was amazing. And we found matching Patriot lighting fixtures for our whole house. We are so happy with the final touches that Patriot Lighting adds to our home. Enjoy exquisite elegance and superior craftsmanship with Patriot Lighting.
Save 11% on everything now at Menards. Good through February 9th. Savings are a mailing rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.